All right, I'll read a rather long poem in three parts, which has to do with your history too. And it was written in 1966. Out in the open, one. Late autumn labyrinth. On the porch of the woods, a thrown away bottle. Go in. Woods are silent, abandoned houses this time of year. Just a few sounds now, as if someone were moving twigs around carefully with pincers, or as if an iron hinge were whining feebly inside a thick trunk. Frost has breathed on the mushrooms and they have shriveled up. They look like objects and clothing left behind by people who have disappeared. The dusk here already. The thing to do now is to get out and find the landmarks again. The rusty machine out in the field, and the house on the other side of the lake, a reddish square, intense as a bouillon cube. Two. A letter from America drove me out again, started me walking through the luminous June night in the empty suburban streets, among newborn districts without memories, cool as blueprints. Letter in my pocket, you wild, raging walking, you are a kind of prayer for others. Over there, evil and good actually have faces. For the most part with us, it's a fight between roots, numbers, shades of light. The people who do death's errands for him don't shy from daylight. They rule from glass offices. They mill about in the bright sun. They lean forward over a table and throw a look to the side. Far off, I found myself standing in front of one of the new buildings. Many windows flow together there into a single window. In it, the luminous night sky was caught, and the walking trees. It was a mirror-like lake with no waves turned on edge in the summer night. Violence seemed unreal for a few moments. Three. Sun burning, the plane comes in low, throwing a shadow shaped like a giant cross that rushes over the ground. A man is sitting in the field, poking at something. The shadow arrives. For a fraction of a second, he's right in the center of the cross. I have seen the cross hanging in the cool church vaults. At times, it resembles a split-second shot of something moving at tremendous speed.